Jump to Freedom by Julie Hart. Copyright Burlington Books 2012. Chapter 1. Life on the Plantation. The year was 1848. Sarah Jackson and her daughters, Molly and Ella, were slaves on a plantation in Virginia, USA. The children's father, Ben, was also a slave. He worked on a different plantation, and they only saw him once a year at Christmas. Their master's name was John Smith, and he owned about 100 slaves. Most of them worked in the cotton fields or were house servants. Others cared for the master's sheep and pigs, or made clothes and furniture. The slaves had one meal a day of bread and a little meat. Once a year, they got a new pair of shoes and new work clothes. Once a month, they had a day off, and they had different clothes for this day. The children on the plantation started to work in the fields at the age of 7. Molly was 6 and Ella was 4, so they stayed in their cabin during the day or played outside with the other young children. It was 4:30 a.m. and Sarah was already awake. She started to work in the fields at 5. This morning, she was worried about her daughters because they were ill.
"My head hurts,"
Molly said. Ella coughed and started to cry. Sarah put her hand on their foreheads.
"Both of you have got temperatures," she said. "I'll make some herbal tea for you, and then I must go to work.